Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Tuesday, September 4th. Currently on Tuesday morning here after the holiday, corn's up 2.5 cents, beans are up 6 cents, wheat's down 13 cents. The wheat down because the Russians came out and said they don't expect any export caps. So apparently they got plenty of wheat, but nobody really believes it. They've changed their mind 3 or 4 times in the last couple of weeks on wheat exports, so I don't think anybody knows the truth except somebody's making a fortune fading all these rumors one way or the other. We still believe that ultimately the world's got to start coming to us for some wheat. I don't think it'll be for another month or two, but ultimately I think the wheat market is going to see tighter and tighter supplies out here. Corn is continuing the rally from last week. The beans continuing to rally. We opened lower, climbed higher here. We'll see how we can close. We're due for a little bit of a bounce here. Funds are still short. Corn and beans are short about 80,000 corn, 50,000 beans. They're short about 85,000 contracts of oil. So there is some upside potential in the grains, corn and beans anyway, if the funds want to continue to cover. We expected a little bit of a rally here this week after the decent close on Friday. I don't know how much farther it's going to carry. You know, I think hopefully we can squeeze another dime out of the corn, maybe another 20 cents out of the beans, 25 cents, somewhere in there. But, you know, when I look at the world supplies, we've got an awful lot of corn and particularly an awful lot of beans out there. There was a report today that Argentina is going to be putting a tax on some of their meal and oil exports out here, making it tougher for Brazil to get a hold of meal and oil from Argentina. So the both meal and oil are strong here this morning. Meal's up $6 a ton. The oil's just up a few ticks. But if that turns out to be true, then we can certainly see some higher prices carry us a little bit higher. But when it's all said and done, there's going to be plenty of beans around. So I think the pros want to sell a rally, but this could be the rally that needs to be sold out here. So it's kind of a mixed bag. We've got the dollar back up. That'll certainly dampen exports, the export sales this morning. We're good on the corn, 1.3, very light on the wheat at 391, and light on the beans at 769. So again, with the dollar up, that certainly doesn't help out here. So, you know, if we get a chance to sell corn, 375 to 380, I think you ought to look at that. If you get beans up to 870 to 880, I think you ought to be looking at selling something up there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.